The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amar Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show.
Here's what I found.
Oh, come on, Siri. Not soon as we start recording. My bad. Apple Watch went off. What's good, everybody, man? Today's episode, I'm going to recap the NFL Pro Day we had here in Charlottesville for a couple wahoos. You know, we had Anthony Johnson. We had my man Darius Bratton, Dontavian Wicks, Keaton. We had Mandy Alonso return, Elliot Brown return. Who else? I think that was it. Right? Yo, I gotta make. I didn't write no names down because I was actually like just enjoying myself. But I thought I'd do a recap. But I'm pretty sure that was it that we had performed today. Yeah. So, before we get started, man, salute to all the sponsors. Salute to Alcova Mortgage. Go to alcovahighlands.com. That's alcovahighlands.com. If you're looking to refinance or just looking to get you a loan, holler at the good people at Alcova Mortgage. Also, Able Insurance. Go to ableinsurance.net for all your insurance needs, home, business, auto, life insurance, the great people at Able. And BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and future. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, the promo code is BELIEVE50, B-L-E-A-V, the number 5, the number 0, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Salute to everybody that contributes to this podcast. Let's jump right into it. I'm not trying to make this a long podcast. I want to make a quick recap. And I know a lot of folks, I give you a lot of measurables and things of that nature. I want to do something different. First thing we're going to talk about is the 40-yard dash, right? Because that's what everybody want to know about when it comes to the pro day. Who had the fast 40, Ball Hawk? Who ran the 40 well? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, I told you everybody's name, right? Yeah. Okay, I was right. I was just looking over the list again of all our guys. So as far as like who ran the most important, who ran the most impressive 40 on the day, I'm going to just say it like this. We're going to jump out there. Darius Bratton had the most impressive workout today as far as testing. Like the dude jumped out the gym, a 38 and a half inch vert, unofficial, 11.3 inch broad jump. He ran an unofficial 4.43. I had him at 4.41 on my watch, but UVA football, shout out to their Instagram site, they had him at 4.43 still. That's flying. I didn't do his short shuttle or the three cone. I was talking and having a good time because, you know, everybody just want to know about the 40. A lot of people, if you notice, when they look at like NFL Network or you look at ESPN, what's the, what, like the drills that people usually talk about is the bench, the vert, the broad, the 40-yard dash. That's usually the four. I personally like to look at the short shuttle and the three cone. But Darius Bratton was the Petty Hawks performer of the day as far as the testing. Like, he got busy. And, you know, he battled a lot of injuries. He had the ACL injuries, the shoulder injuries. He battled. So it was good to see him just post numbers that'll make somebody say, whoa, we need a second look with this kid. We at least need to invite him here. So salute to Darius Bratton. Some other times that I had on my watch. First of all, the bench press, Manny Alonso, strong as hell. That's all I got to say. He's strong. He did 34 on 225. Round of applause for that. 34? He did 33 last year. He did 34 on the bench. And his daddy, shout out to Papa Alonso. He said he wasn't even prepared for the bench. How you do 34 and you ain't even prepared for the bench? Manny Alonso, a strong human being. And speaking of strong human beings, if y'all ain't seen Elliot Brown lately, that dude done turned into Terry Crews out here. Goodness gracious. When he was here, he was about 215, maybe 220. He 240 pounds now. 240 pounds. He jumped like a 37 in the vert. He ran on my clock, he ran like a 4.65. You 6'5", 240. Run a 4.65. Yeah, he was picking him up and putting him down. I had Mandy at like a 4.9. You ain't gonna see too many interior guys run 40 yards. So I don't even know why they test interior linemen. You know, or even D linemen. Like, they ain't gonna be right. Like give me your 10 split. Your 20. But at least and this is me talking. D linemen, they just need to do a 10-yard split. I need a get off drill. How quick can you get the 10 yards from your 3-point stance? I need a get off drill. I need a quickness drill. 40 yards, nah, ain't too many times they gonna run 40 yards. Sorry, Who else did I have? Dontavian. I know he ran a 4.6 at the combine. I had him his first one like mid 4.5s, like 4.5, 4.56. But his second 40, I had him at like a 4.48, 4.45 in that range from the people I was talking to that was around me. So his second 40 really demonstrated that he can run. So if you want to average out and give him a 4.5, that was better than the 4.5, 4.62 I think he had at the combine. Keaton ran good, in my opinion. Keaton ran mid 4.5, and then the second time he ran a low 4.5. So that's good for him because he's a guy that's going to operate in the slot. We know how difficult he is after the catch to tackle. So he ran good. That's everybody, right? I said everybody's 40. Yeah. So that was it with the Underwear Olympics. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I know Bratton did the bench and DBs. It don't matter what they did. I think Bratton did like 9 on 225. And I know he has, you know, shoulder injury. So I wasn't expecting him to really do too many on a 225. Vertical, they got Wicks at a 36 and a half this time. And I know the combine he did, I want to say he did 38. Let me look it up right quick if I can. And all these are DBs. Yeah, but I want to say Wicks did like a 38 at the combine. And when it comes to the vertical, it's all about how much they stretch your arm out and where they start your wingspan and things like that. So we seen Wicks get up in games and most people. But yeah, that's it as far as the testing. Measurables, what jumped out to me was Keaton Thompson's hands. He had a 10 2/8 size hand, 10 inches and 2/8. Wick's hands was a 10. Keaton got some mitts on him. He got some mitts. So to see the size of his hands, that's going to be intriguing because that lets you know right there. Now you understand how he was plucking, you know, footballs out the air with one hand sometimes when it looked like it was overthrown. But as far as the workouts, here's the thing that I enjoyed the most. So the DBs was up first. So you had AJ and Bratton working out for my man, Coach Pete. Coach Peter Gunter, man. So he is a senior defensive assistant for the New Orleans Saints. But when I was coming out, it was his first year with the Kansas City Chiefs as a DB coach. When I got cut by the Falcons at the conclusion of camp in 2001, Coach Gunter worked me out with the Chiefs a couple weeks later, and it was like deja vu. All the drills he put AJ and Bratton in, I went through those drills. Same tempo, because Joe Germain was the quarterback that was throwing to me when I was working out for the Chiefs in September 2001. And Coach Pete put me through the same exact drill. I'm talking about nothing changed. And he was saying the same things. If you tried to cheat, he would start over like a couple of times. Bratton would try to cheat or not come all the way to the line like he said. And he'll start you, then he'll stop you, he'll bring you back. And he had like a nice little joke to get you to loosen up and to relax. So it was good to see, you know, Coach P. But in the drills, AJ looked very smooth. When he pedaled, he gained a lot of ground. He wasn't guessing. He was quick in and out of his breaks. His eyes were good. When Coach P told him, hey, make sure you keep your eyes on me. Don't drop your eyes when you break. Just continue to look at the man. He did that. Hands were soft. Didn't make a lot of noise when he was catching the football. Wasn't slowing down when he was attacking the football. So I thought Ant looked good. I think with Darius, from my point of view, it seemed like Darius was anticipating the commands, meaning if he would say backpedal, Darius was anticipating coming forward so he wasn't gaining as much ground as you would like. Like the pedal was still nice, but it was a little choppy, so it made him look a little stiff just because he was trying to anticipate and really get downhill fast versus just pedal and react to the command. But as they started going through drills, he started getting more and more comfortable. And then Coach P was just trying to break them down. Like, try to fatigue them and see if they could push through the wall. So you can see that they're starting to get a little winded, not tired, but he started giving them more water breaks. It was funny because when he was trying to give them that first water break, like the water caddy wasn't there and they didn't have any water. And Coach P was like, hey, man, y'all got all this nice gear on. They can't get y'all no water. But it worked out, man. He won't serious. He was just joking around, but he wanted to make sure they were hydrated. He didn't want anybody to get hurt. He made sure that he was looking out for those guys, because instead of making them run back to where he was at, he would sprint down with the quarterback to where they ended the workout to just to flip them and go the other way. So Coach P was getting a workout just like the young man, but I really thought AJ looked like a pro. He looked smooth. Bratton showed that he has very good straight line speed. You know, I just know just through that workout, when he talked to teams, it's going to probably tell him, yo, just relax when you just play. It just felt like he was a little tense, a little tight. But once Bratton decides to break somewhere, he break. So I could see they'll probably say, hey, he look a little stiff in his pedal. But once he put his feet, once he cut and go downhill, or he going downhill, he going to close. So that's what he showed me. So I like what I saw out of both of them during their workout. I think it was only one drop ball. I think Brad may have dropped the ball like close to the sideline when he got close to the railing. I think that's the only thing, that reason why he dropped the ball, because he almost hit that railing. But that says a lot, because they probably worked out solo for about 20 minutes. It's like a 20.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
3-minute workout, whether they was doing a W drill, whether they was weed pedaling, whether they were doing shuffle, cover two jam, get to the flat, get to the dead zone, baseball turns, so yeah, it was a good workout with them. Then next up was the receiver. So you had KT, you had Tay. Both of them look good, I ain't gonna lie. And you know Tay's a route running extraordinaire. That joker going through, And the guy working them out, my man, James McPherson, who went to Wake Forest, he was my quarterback when I played for the Grand Rapids Rampage 2008. He was part of the Chargers scouting department. But seeing him put those guys through the workout, putting them through the cone drills and things like that, one thing they realize is that dude, Dontayvion Wicks, is a route-running maestro. My goodness. Let me tell you something. That joint's like poetry in motion, seeing that dude getting in and out his breaks when he run routes. Good God. I ain't lying to you. That joker can run some routes. Then KT just super smooth, plucking everything, you know, crafty. He had those guys running lucky routes, which is bang eights, depending on the terminology, you know, whether it's, you know, eight steps, six steps, or four steps up the field. Basically like a mixture, like a hybrid between a slant and a post. You know, like Dez Bryant was known running bang eights for the Cowboys. A lot of schemes call it a lucky route, meaning you either run, like I said, four steps, six steps, eight steps. It's an end cut, so it's going to be an even number. Once you hit, you just turn your shoulders in. And the quarterback should try to hit you in between the numbers and the hash. If you get to the hash, you're going night-night. If the quarterback throw it to you when you hit the hash, you go night-night. Okay? So small quarterbacks know, bang eight, receiver, get your hind pots on the numbers, preferably stem to the bottom of the numbers, which is closer to the sideline. Give them a little heem-heem at the top and show them your numbers and make sure you don't get to that hash. Because if you get to the hash on a lucky or a bang eight, you go night-night. Poindexter, night-night. You getting hit in the mouth. I'm trying to tell you. Better be smart, quarterbacks. You call it bang eight. They don't call it bang eight for a reason. Because you're going to get hit. You're going to get banged. They call it lucky route for a reason. You better look out. Everybody ain't built to run that route. They ran a whip route. They ran a little maestro route. Was like a whip route is when you sell the mesh route, which you saw Juju run versus the Eagles. He ran a whip and go. Versus Bradbury. When Bradbury grabbed him in the Super Bowl, Juju ran a whip and go. He went in like he was running the mesh, popped back out, but Juju then went up the field. So he had to run a whip route, or some people call it a smash. Then he had to run what we call a maestro route, which is like a whip and go, like a whip and whip. Like you whip, but then you go right back to the mesh. We call it maestro. Because it's like a double-double move. So you run the mesh route. You get over top of the ball. You sit down. Boom, boom. You work back to where you came from for two steps. Boom, boom. And then you go right back to where you was going, back across the field. Like, that route is nasty. But they ran that route. They ran some read routes versus man and zone. They had to identify what McPherson was doing as far as a DB, you know, if they were square, it was zone. If they was cocked, it was man, like trying to shield you. Ran some corner routes, ran some over routes, speed outs, and some go routes. And then Mandy and Elliot went through some bags with their position. Mandy looked really good, man. You know, he had that ACL last year. Mandy looked explosive. And they always had, Mandy always had very good hands. Quick hands, in and out, like whether he's swimming, getting up under you. Just hand placement is always important for a defensive lineman. I remember a defensive line coach I had in the Arena Football League, Coach Tony, used to teach Carl McGraw the martial arts to our D linemen, just about hand placement and how to, you know, hand fight and get up on you, get up in you and control you. And Mandy was quick with that. He looked good going through the bags and things of that nature. So, you know, that was the workout. I was telling AJ, they just do it once. When I was coming out back in the good old days in 2001, we had three pro days at UVA. Three of them. You could go to the combine, which I ain't go to. You go to the combine, and then you had three separate pro days at your school. You could have up to three. And I remember performing at all three of them. And it was different teams at each one. So that, you talking about nerve wracking. This is like a long but short day for these young men. Like, you can't sleep the night before, but that stuff go by so fast once you work out. So fast. So people always say the film don't lie, right? But it's amazing how long this day gonna process is. They say the film don't lie. You can have great film, but let you run out, go out there and run a bad 40. Now all of a sudden your stock dropping. How? How? People always say film don't lie. Why I need to run all these 40s and stuff? Now, if you ain't got no film, yeah, you work out. But if you got good film, why does it matter? Like a dude like AJ got good film. AJ, you know, you look at his his testing, it's not going to jump out to you. I think AJ ran like a 4.6. I think his vert was like a 31, 32. His broad might have been 9, 8, something like that. But you see that joker go through DB drills, you know he good. And you look at his film, you know he good. Yeah. Like, you look at three, play DB. Yeah. You can have the 40. All the little testing. What the drills and what the tape say when it comes to three. Like, some people, like, a lot of times when it comes to this evaluation, like, what is more important? The film? Or the underwear Olympics. Okay, he can run real fast wearing a girdle with no shirt on. Whip the freaking do. How he look on the field? Because you got folks who look, who can run fast in the underwear, but it don't translate to the field. Then you got folks who run slow in the underwear, but on the field, they don't catch them. They run away from people. So a lot of times, your name can dictate how they view you. I feel like with AJ, once they interview him and listen to him talk, you pick his brain, you put him on a dry erase board, and then you look at his tape, the hell with the 40 with him. The hell with how he looked, the hell with how he jumped, the hell with his arms and his hand size. What'd the film say? Hell, go fishing with him. Everybody can't fish. That joker could fish. He built different. Some people are just football players. He a football player. Shout out to his mom and pop. Hollered at them. AJ be talking like he the coldest fisher out here. Pop said he the coldest. Then his uncle said he colder than all of them. So they going to fish soon. I'm going to have to tap in and give y'all a recap. Who really the coldest? Keaton was fishing with AJ down there in Florida, and Keaton says it's water everywhere, so he loved fishing down there. Shout out to Keaton, man. Keaton, another one. Now, Keaton, his film going to jump out at you. Like, he's just a football player, mamma jamma. He might be the next Taysom Hill type. Like, you might say, hey, Keaton, put on 40 pounds and be a tight end. Hey, Keaton, go run down on kickoffs. Hey, Keaton, go return punts. Hey, Keaton, go be the holder. Hey, Keaton, go at quarterback and do a quarterback sneak. Taysom Hill, hey, hello, it's another one, Keaton. Now, he ain't as fast as Taysom, but that joker run the football just as good as Taysom. Again, he not fast as Taysom Hill, but when it come to running the football and people can't tackle him, Keaton is nice like that. The one intriguing guy is Dontavian, because if you go Dontavian before Virginia Tech, last season, not this previous season, but Broncos last year. If you go from that game forward, tape is phenomenal. Like, phenomenal. But if you go from that Virginia Tech home game here all the way to this season, it's peaks and valleys. So, again, it's all about who is the evaluator and what they feel like they see. Because my old quarterback who played with the Carolina Blue, them Smurfs, and coach at New Orleans Saints, Ronald Curry, he got drafted off his high school highlight tape. The Raiders drafted him off his high school highlight. Think about that, bro. I wish somebody would have used my high school highlight tape going into the NFL draft. That's how you know somebody said, you know what? Forget everything they did in college. Look what they did in high school. They used that man, they used Ronald Curry's high school tape to draft him. So I'm pretty sure somebody going to see Wicks. And when you look at Wicks, do workouts, he jump out. That's a pro. That joke is nice. But when you look at film, if he my client, I'm like, hey, my man, look at 2021 season before the Virginia Tech game. Tell me he ain't probably one of the top five in the country that you see. Now, after that game and after, it's going to be up and down. Because up and down after that. But before then, good God. Jesus, Joker was killing. But hopefully my man Mandy get an invite, man. It was good to see Mandy Alonzo. Also, Elliot Brown looked like a grown man. He looked just like Terry Crews and White Chicks, man. Like he was about to day go, doon 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 doon. Oh, he looked like Damon and Friday at the Next. Come give me some love. Come on. Come on, Craig. Come give him a hug, too. He looked like Terry Crews. He was that big. He's 240 at 6'5". How? How you go from 215 to 240 functional strength, too? Sheesh. But salute to Darius Brad, man. I'm definitely happy for Darius Brad, man. I'm definitely happy that he put up workout numbers that jump out to you, make you be like, yo, bring him in. Let's see him up close and personal. Give him an invite. That's all he need. That's all you want. You just want one shot, one opportunity. Like Eminem said. So that's all I got for y'all, man. That's the Ball Hawks recap from the NFL Pro Day for the Wahoos. It was good seeing all the coaches chopping up with them. It was good seeing all my young bulls out there perform and having fun. That's the main thing. They had fun at this pro day. It could be so stressful because you want to perform so well, but I really felt like those guys were relaxed, and they just did what they do, man. It was good seeing their support staff there, the parents, representation, all that. Got to talk to all of them, so it was good seeing y'all. And as always, man, make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I got to give you spring football recap. I just been looking at the team on film, liking what I'm seeing, especially that running backs room. I may need to do like a position by position breakdown, right? Yeah. And shout out to Cass Future, man. Cass Future was named the official NIL collective for UVA athletics. That's huge. The NIL, man, all about branding, education, and opportunities for student athletes, man. Salute to my man Lowe and all the great people at Cass Future for doing a great job of presenting the NIL in the appropriate way, understanding how important it is to have these student athletes create a legit brand and not just try to grab the biggest bag and lose sight of what it is to own your name, image, and likeness and do it in the right way. And I will say this, I'm going to leave y'all this one thing. As much as people say the NIL is a negative thing and it can ruin college sports, think about this. Because as I'm recording this, somebody from another school is staying another year in college basketball. And, you know, most of the time, you don't stick around college basketball that long because they frown on folks who stay more than 2 years. Like the kid Baycott coming back in North Carolina. You know why? Because his NIL deal is probably very lucrative to where it's like, why not exhaust all that? Why not make more money in the NIL, possibly get a master's degree or a PhD on scholarship, and then see what the future holds as far as NBA overseas? Because he might say, you know what? I'm not an NBA player. I'm going to probably go overseas. So let me exhaust my NIL options while I'm in college, utilize this grant aid to continue to further my education. Like I said, he could possibly have his master's. I don't know his situation. But so when you leave your university, you can have up to a master's degree. You can earn over six figures, possibly by the time you leave. So you're earning revenue. You have an LLC. You are a walking brand. You have 2 degrees. What? And they say that's bad? Because I'm going to tell you something. The NIL is going to cause a lot of these players to remain. If they are financially stable while in college, there isn't going to be a rush to go pro. Because they don't want to take that chance. I'm just saying. Nobody ever looked at it like that. Everybody thought, oh, the NIL, like Nick said, oh my God, these guys coming to college and they're just trying to make the most money. Like, you go to college to make the most money. Like, when you go to college, don't you go to college so you can make your earning power that much stronger once you get into the workforce because you got degrees? I'm going to go off on a tangent a little later, but salute to the Cav Futures, man, for doing what they do. I had opportunity just to be around them and just seeing all that they do, man. They partnered and negotiated with Playfly Sports, UVA's multimedia rights holder. So salute to that partnership. Again, Cav Future name, official NIL collective for UVA Sports. So that's a major salute. NIL could end up being something that will keep your favorite college player around just a little bit longer. I don't know, but that's what Petty Hawk told me to tell y'all. All right, man, you know the motto, good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do, man. We out of here. Peace.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.